here's the four steps of nonviolent communication or collaborative communication in a way that I usually talk about them in a workplace. I do eventually share with people observation, feelings, needs, requests, for those of you familiar with the NVC model. But for me, on a very everyday, jargon-free way, this is what the four steps is about. What's actually happening? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? For those of you familiar with the NVC model, that's, of course, an observation. What's the impact? And what I mean about the impact is, what's the impact internally for you and for other people involved? In everyday NVC language, we would call that, how are you feeling when you think about what's happening? But what's happening? What's the impact for you internally? And what's driving the situation? Now, this is interesting to me because usually what we think is driving the situation is number one, what you're actually seeing or hearing. Someone's not getting a report done and I need the report done. But what I'm looking for, number three, is what we usually call nonviolent communication needs. Regardless of what's happening on a surface level, if it's about the report or someone replying to an email or how someone handled a meeting with a client, whatever the actual things are that's happening, those actions have meaning for people involved on a core needs level. So are parties concerned about efficiency, effectiveness, trust, having some choice or empowerment around decisions being made? What's actually driving number two in terms of the impact? And then what's next is what will move this forward? And that, of course, can be a strategy, but there's other kinds of requests to practice in NVC as well. And these are otherwise known as, first step, what's happening, is otherwise known as an observation. And we want the observation to be free of evaluation. That's the key distinction for that step. The second step in terms of the impact is feelings. How am I feeling about what's going on? How are other people involved feeling about what's going on? The next step in terms of what's driving things, of course, is the needs. And this step is very much around finding out what's driving the situation on a core level. And we want the needs to be free of strategy. This is very important because people can very easily disagree about strategy. But when it comes to these core values and needs, no one can really argue with them. Who can argue with a desire for collaboration or creativity or contribution or meaning? Those are just a few examples of some core needs. And then the last step, in classical NVC language, is to make a request. And there's three kinds of requests we practice in nonviolent communication. I find most people go so quickly to a strategy request, which I often call a CPD, a clear, concrete, positive, doable request. But we also practice in this model connection requests, which are very, very important, especially around collaboration in the workplace, and then also group requests. And group requests are around making decisions for a group of people in a highly efficient and effective way, coming to a consensus rather than popular vote or coming up with a compromise. I like to raise the bar higher than compromise. How do we get the whole group on the same page? So that would be group requests. I'm hoping we will get to focus especially on connection and strategy requests today. I'd love to talk about group requests, and given the time we have, we'll probably focus less on that request today, but I wanted everyone to know about it, especially in an organizational work setting. So these are the four basic steps in the NVC model. I say basic because the NVC model, in my opinion, it can seem simple because it's just these four steps. And there's actually a whole range of other skills that support us practicing these four basic steps. But this is our basic roadmap. I mentioned some of these key distinctions. For the first step, we want the observation to be free of evaluation. And by the way, that can sound easier said than done. I think we all like to think that we're objective. The reality is it's pretty easy, in my opinion, to get some opinion mixed in with our observations. Krishnamurti, an Indian philosopher, has said that observations are the highest form of human intelligence. So, you know, an example I often give is we might say you're late again. And to us, that might seem an observation in our head because this is the third time you've arrived between 10 and 20 minutes after the time we agreed. But that's the actual observation, what I just said, which is this is the third time that you've arrived between 10 to 20 minutes after the time we agreed. So that's what I would actually consider an observation for you're always late. So we want it to be free of evaluation for feelings. We want that step to be free of judgment. That also can be a little tricky, especially in English, because in English, there's a whole bunch of words that sound like they're feeling words and actually have evaluation or judgment mixed in with them. Words like, I feel misunderstood. So we're looking for an actual feeling word. And I just want to point out, since I'm on this topic, feelings, I often joke and say feelings are the real F word in our culture, because people have this idea that it's not okay to talk about feelings, especially at work. We don't want to come across as too vulnerable. But I want to challenge that, because I actually think we do use feeling words every day at work. It tends to be a smaller range of feeling words. If you think of words like pleased, concerned, satisfied, personally, I would use the word excited in a work setting. So I just encourage you to look at the feelings list, which you can get on the CNBC website if you don't have it already, or workcollaboratively.com website. And there is actually a document I have, which is a shorter list of feelings that are used most commonly in a work setting. And I encourage you personally to go through the feelings list and pick out the feeling words that you would feel comfortable using in a work setting, so you can be confident you're actually using feeling words rather than those faux feelings or feelings mixed with judgment, like misunderstood, mistaken, I feel unheard. All of those are examples of words that are faux feelings. So we also want a need that's free of strategy, and we also want a request that's free of demand.